Saints. So today I'm going to bring a study called The Wicked and Their Rest. But rest is spelled W-R-E-S-T. And we read this word in 2 Peter 3:16. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. So rest, transliterated, is strabluo, and it means to wrench. That is specifically to torture by the rack, but only figuratively to pervert. So I found that really interesting, torture by the rack. So I looked up, well, first let me get to, while the wicked certainly have no rest from God, as it is written, Isaiah 57:20-21, but the wicked are like the troubled sea when they cannot rest, R-E-S-T, whose waters cast up mire and dirt, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. With that being said, they do author a resting, W-R-E-S-T-I-N-G, of the word of God, as they pull apart the word to meet their own demands. As we read in the definition of rest, it can mean torture, specifically rack torture. And here's a simple definition of how that was done, specifically in the medieval ages. So the rack was the most widely used instrument of torture, designed to stretch the victim's body, eventually dislocating the limbs and ripping them from their sockets. So they basically lay someone down on this boarded frame, and they would tie their wrists and their ankles to ropes, and they'd slowly stretch the person out, basically tearing the person apart. And that's rack torture. So given this picture of which the Word of God describes, let us quickly examine who the Word of God is. John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the word of God being Jesus Christ, and the being Jesus Christ, according to the definition of rest, is being pulled apart by the wicked to satisfy their own desires. So retain that image in your mind. When those who claim God twist his word, and you will most definitely hate every false way. Psalm 119:104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Though many claim to worship the Jesus of the Bible, there are few that really do, as the Lord said, Matthew 7:14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 9:37-38, then he saith unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Most would rather rest, W-R-E-S-T, the word of God, to soothe the flesh, their itchy ears, and make their life comfortable in this life. 2 Timothy 4:3-4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Luke 17:33, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. They seek to save their life in this world for a temporary rest, R-E-S-T, that Satan offers for their dying flesh, choosing death and decay over life eternal found only in the narrow truth of God. John 10:7-10. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they that they might have it more abundantly. So they have a form of godliness, but deny its power, building their house upon the things of the world that await fire, rather than building upon the solid, unchangeable rock of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Luke 6, 48-49. He is like a man which built an house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So twisting the word of God and the words of his people, they desire to be their own gods, choosing right from wrong. Genesis 3, 4-5, And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Psalm 2, 1-3, Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. Proverbs 14, verse 12, There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. They do this to their own destruction. 2 Peter 3:16, again, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, W-R-E-S-T, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. We must keep ourselves in the truth of God, in his Son Jesus Christ, unto the end. We must abhor all twisting of the word of God and give it no ground. We must endure to the end to be saved. And continuing on, 2 Peter 3:17, Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. John 15:9-10, As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So in conclusion, Romans 1:17-18, For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So that was my study.